Shop the President's Day sale at Grand Appliance for unbeatable appliance deals and a hassle-free buying experience that includes fast delivery, expert installation, and personalized service from start to finish. Save now on top brands like LG with top-load washers starting at $5.99 and counter-depth max French door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Learn more at grandappliance.com or one of Grand's local showrooms in Indianapolis and Lafayette. That's Grand Appliance, appliance experts since 1930.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
When you get a haircut, get a barber you have known.
BT and Sal back on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. I'll respond to Maresh's challenge, BT, at 120. I'll have my definitive answer. I have to give this some thought, but we'll respond back at that time.
And just so clear, the gist of his challenge is again, like a lack of intellect?
Right.
Is that the thing that's still going on? Is that what this is?
Gio called me intellectually bankrupt.
Yep.
And then Maresh was, in fact, bankrupt in his Jeopardy game that they played on the Evan and Tiki show. And I did make a comment to him, like, oh, I saw him in the newsroom yesterday. I was like, oh, they called me intellectually bankrupt. Meanwhile, you get a zero.
And he lost, he actually got a zero?
He lost 800 to nothing or something like that with Evan. So I was like, yeah, that's where it came from.
Okay, I got you. So since you are bankrupt intellectually, yeah. I doubt you saw the story because you only pay attention right. to the Mets and the Yankees, apparently. But did you see that Hooters is filing for bankruptcy? You see the story?
No.
Okay. Now, you know the Hooters. I think it's long gone. Remember the Hooters across the street from the Coliseum? Remember on exit M4, Meadowbrook?
I don't know if I've been there, but I think I have driven past it, yes.
You've been to a Hooters in your life.
I dated a Hooters girl, yes.
You did?
2015.
Fairly recent.
Oh, yeah, before I met my wife.
Was this the Hooters in Manhattan?
No, she was in Hooters in Jersey, I think.
Really? Yeah. Did you meet her in Hooters?
I'll show you a picture after.
Wow. How do I?
No, I did not meet her in Hooters.
Story.
Yeah.
I want to hear more.
Who cares about
bankruptcy? Did you meet her in the restaurant or just meet her elsewhere?
No.
Okay, got you. Yeah, you tell me off the air. So, anyway, listen, I mean, the Hooters wings, you either love them or you don't. I happen to like them. You know, you get a couple of pitchers of beer after a round of golf. But I did see this, and I saw that Paige Sporadic, we know Paige,
yes.
has donated her time to help maybe
bring Hooters back,
alleviate some of the financial pressures on the great establishment of Hooters. But something else, and this is a very little-known Hooters fact that I doubt that you even heard of, let alone remember, and I actually did it, like the lunatic that I was. So, in 2002 or 2003, they had an ill-fated, very shortly timed Hooters airline. Do you remember when Hooters launched their own airline, dude?
I can't imagine flying on it.
Oh, I did. Now, their premise was, it was actually very smart. And we didn't go...
The stewardesses were... Okay.
We didn't go a couple of years because of COVID, but me and my buddies have been going to Myrtle Beach. I've probably been to Myrtle Beach 20 times to go play golf, right? And we would always fly down, whether a Delta, sometimes Spirit, when we were broke, no money, whatever. You just get down there and hopefully you find a way to get home, which somehow, after what we did down there, we actually did. Long story short, for about a year, I don't think it was more than a year or two, Hooters had its own airline from Newark to Myrtle Beach.
Wow.
Because they were serving the golf community. Going down, boys trip, whatever. I don't know what we thought. This is me and my best friend, my best man and my best friend. I don't know what we thought we were signing up for, but I think there was going to be an orgy or something online.
What the hell?
I don't know what we thought it was going to be.
What kind of show is it?
I don't know. But we're like, Hooters there. We are in, man. This thing is going to be absolutely bonkers. It's going to be wild.
Was there wings and beer on the flight?
Dude, it was the worst. Now, the stewardesses were Hooters waitresses.
Okay.
But it was horrendous. Well, just one of the many bad decisions, I guess, they made to lead them to the brink of bankruptcy in Chapter 11.
So does that mean that they're going out of business?
No, okay, that they've just got to reallocate some funds some things legally and blah, blah, blah.
God, I've been one of those.
Somebody parachutes in and helps them, like paid sporadic, but it's not, I don't know that they're going to close.
I feel like I haven't been in one of those in many, many years.
You want to know the last time I went?
When? Hops going road trip in Miami.
Yeah. I don't even know where they are anymore.
Me neither.
The last time I went, guess who I went with?
Oh, I'm going to love this answer. Who?
My son.
Oh, what? I'm thinking of somebody who worked like, Hurley.
No, my son. He was like 3, and it was right before COVID. I went to watch the Jets game. Yeah.
At Hooters with young Colt?
Yeah.
Teaching him early.
Teach him to be a gentleman.
What did mommy think of that?
See some of the world.
What did mommy think of that?
Mommy should have fun. Mommy knows daddy's coming home to mommy.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-88. What was their facial hair policy? Back to the calls we go. Enzo's calling from New Haven. Yes, what's up, Enzo?
Yo, Sal and BT. What's up, guys? Huge fan of the show.
Thank
you. What's up, man?
I just want to start off by saying I'm 30, and I honestly don't know one person my age that's clean shaven unless they're in the military. But you guys were discussing about who potentially could have been making a fuss about it in the clubhouse. I know Steinbrenner was alluding to it a couple times. I honestly think it was one of the guys that could have potentially been his verdugo. Like, I know he was making a big fuss about shaving. I know he's got some skin stuff going on, so.
Mm.
That potentially could have been it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, Enzo, and thank you for the call. They didn't reference him by name. What I will say, I saw Boone, a comment from him. It says I can't pull it up real quick. It was, I'll paraphrase, but basically saying if we were to lose one player because of it, it would be too many. It's just time for the change. Now, I don't know if I want to go back. They didn't. They had Verdugo. Was that a part of it? I mean, he never looked right to me as a Yankee. Never looked comfortable. Maybe it was the clean-shaven face. Mm-hmm. I don't know about the stuff with his hands. And remember,
he had some sort of allergic reaction.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah. I mean, so I don't know, but maybe he wasn't able to be comfortable. We'll see what happens with him now. He's with Pittsburgh, Verdugo? Where did he go?
Where'd Verdugo go? I forgot,
I don't know why. I thought he signed with Pittsburgh for a year. Did he not sign?
I thought he signed.
Still a free agent.
He's still a free agent.
Where did they get Pittsburgh from? Wow, Verdugo's still out there, huh? No, I thought the Mets were looking at him at one point,
Royals
too.
They were. Our best fit, the Royals. How about that?
Okay, well, whatever. Wherever he goes next, we'll see what kind of facial hair he grows out there. But I don't know how many times the Yankees themselves, Hal or Cashman or Boone, have to say it. This is not just one player. It's not about Vlad. It's not about the Mets. It's not about Verdugo. I mean, they reference CC Sabathia, who hasn't been a Yankee in, 15
years? And Clemens.
Yeah, okay, right. So going back before that. So it's a mix of current, former players, and just evolving with the time.
You know, it's very funny. The last caller said that he's 30 and that he doesn't know anybody that is not clean-shaven unless they're in the military. So when I was young, like, to me, facial hair represented age, older.
Right.
And it's funny, I do notice there are a lot of, even seniors and juniors in high school, if they grow facial hair, everybody's in a rush to look older. Isn't it funny?
Hmm.
There's a lot of 20-something-year-olds out there that have the beard and rock the facial hair, and it's not gray, so it's a good look. And depending upon the texture of the hair, you can do different things, whatever, and it's cool, but everybody's in a rush to look older when they're younger, and then when you get older, you're trying to stop the process of getting older and look a little bit younger.
And I do think now we've accepted our fate maybe a little bit better, where more people are going with the salt and pepper look, like if you have 100% grays in there, as opposed to where it used to be, oh my God, there's a gray, let me dye the hair. And maybe that's different for men versus women. I don't know. Some women embrace the gray as well or dye their hair gray.
Dude, I had a couple of episodes. I don't know what I was thinking. And I mean, I don't know, but you know me well enough. I'm not incredibly vain. I'm not vain. I'm not really vain. But this is going back probably 9 years ago. I don't know what I was thinking.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I use some sort of facial dye on my beard to get rid of some of the grays. Mm-hmm. And I went on TV with it regularly. Mm. Dude, it looked like, my sister called me up. She said, what? You look like you're wearing shoe polish. You look ridiculous. What are you doing?
Good for your sister to call you out on
that.
Yeah,
she did. And even Jen was like, yeah, I don't think it looks that good. And I'm like, no, look how young it makes me. I look like an idiot. I got to show you a picture. It is ridiculous.
I would like to see that. All right, BT and Sal. The fellas get one more call before we break. Anthony's in Tom's River, New Jersey. What's up, Ant?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good, Ant. What's happening, buddy?
Yeah, you guys talked earlier, and I totally agree. I've been saying this for years about, like, prospects in baseball. I'm kind of over it. Like, if you can get a proven commodity, go get it. And you guys went down the list. Sal, I know you mentioned a bunch of Yankee prospects that did not pan out. I personally think with this Stanton injury, I think it's worse than they're letting on. Why not kind of do the all-in method again and just try and get Vladimir Guerrero? Now, I know it's in the division and I know it's tough to do, but, I mean, Vlad is clearly a proven commodity. Yep. Money should be no object for the Yankees. And the prospects that you're giving up, I mean, we've gone over it. None of them really pan out outside of Aaron Judge.
Well, Ann, think about this. Now, I'm not saying that I wouldn't do it, but you've got to weigh a couple things here. Thanks for the call. Like, I don't know what kind of massive package it would take to get Vlad now, let alone at the deadline. But if you think you're going to be on the short list of teams that will have, number one, access and his interest and the money to entice him to sign, why give up four or five players now? Like, it's not like the Yankees are going to be a 75-win team. Like, the Yankees should be really good, 90-plus wins, and obviously a crapshoot in the postseason. So they don't need to do it now. Why not just try to buy him, give up no prospects like Lombard and some of these other young kids that they value?
Also, because of the current structure of the Yankees, Goldschmidt here for now and Giancarlo Stanton, like, and that's the caller's point saying, well, Giancarlo, it's worse than we thought and I'm tired of him. Yeah, but he's still here under contract beyond this year. And what are you going to do if and when he comes back healthy if you do have Vlad, Goldschmidt, and Stanton?
Yeah.
Who's moving where? Who's, like, it just doesn't fit.
He could
fit.
Put Vladdy third for a year. I mean,
Well, that's a different. Okay, if he's willing to play third, now you're talking. I mean, now you've got the best scenario where Stanton comes back healthy and you get an impact bat at third base, but you got to make sure that that's the case. Remember, last year they traded for Jazz, thinking he would be a second baseman, moving Gleyber to third, didn't want to have that. You know, Gleyber didn't end up doing that, so you had Jazz at third. You need to make sure with Vladimir Guerrero Jr. he's okay with playing third. Okay, well, then he would fit. I'm looking at him as a first baseman slash DH. I mean, that's the issue right there. But, and I'm with you, BT. I don't even know if the Yankees have it to give up after the Soto deal. Like, you can't just keep making these trades, especially for guys that aren't locked up. What if you did it again, and then you lost them to the Mets again, which is very realistic?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why the Yankees weren't going to give up Luis Gil for Tucker, even though I said they should.
Yeah.
You know, that Soto situation burned them. They gave up, well, I mean, they gave, Kings, obviously, very good. oh, gosh, yoga, whatever, some other stuff. Yeah, all right,
but just
whatever.
The quantity.
Yeah, no, I got you.
The amount of arms that you give up.
Yeah.
It does.
It catches up at some point.
It depletes the farm system to a lower level, to a different level.
Yep.
Regardless of how they pan out in the big league. So now you're going to do that again? For another guy who's in a walk year, yeah, the move to do it would have been a Tucker.
You could buy him or just try to buy Tucker. I mean, if the Cubbies fall out of it, I would think that'll be on the table for not just the Yankees, but all the other teams at the deadline. And same with Toronto, if they fall apart and Vlad's like, all right, you know, I'm not resigning, start moving me. I mean, both of those guys conceivably could be dealt this summer.
I think they're getting Tucker myself.
The Yanks.
As opposed to
Central
Vlad.
Casting. Just get him at the stadium. Yeah. Mm. BT and Sal on the Fan. 888-808-1019 on number. All right, so Sal's retort to Marash's intellectual call out. What is going on at the station?
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.